There's been an accident.
An accident? Oh, dear.
It's the general.
He's dead.
Oh, dear.
Stop blabbering, you two.
We got to clear it up.
Before the relief column arrives.
Clear what up?
Have a look in the tent, miss.
Oh, dear. How on earth did this happen?
Don't know, miss.
Watch where you're treading.
Savaged by a lion, most probable, miss.
Ah, a lion, yes, of course.
Stand aside, miss.
Mops.
Pails.
Carbolic.
Coming through.
But wouldn't it be tidier to burn the whole tent down?
What? Completely.
So there's nothing left?
Yes.
Right. I've got one stick.
I've got the other.
Two's all we need. Get rabbing.
I must leave for England at once.
Oh, miss, aren't you going to stay at what?
No, Buckets. I have an appointment to keep.
An appointment, miss?
Yes, Buckets. With the Queerest Club in London.
The Fall of the Mausoleum Club, written by James Hendry and Ian Brown, starring Alison Steadman, Robert Stevens and John Machikiza. Episode 2, The Charge of the Boys' Brigade.
Welcome, madam. Welcome back to the Mausoleum Club.
Thank you, Filch. Am I late?
Others are later, madam. May I take your mark?
Thank you. Is there any chance of a...
Of course, madam. I'll bring it through to the large library where your colleagues are waiting.
And is he with them?
He has not appeared yet, madam.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Ah, it's you, Miss Primrose. Well met.
And well travelled, to judge from your complexion.
Can't we open a window? The air in here is most insalubrious, not to say thirst-making.
This room has not been used for a year.
A year and a day.
Then we are all returned.
All but Woolcott, Pigeon, and Tilly.
Ah, Tilly.
Well, some have had a difficult journey. We hope they may appear soon.
Aye, hope and pray. Else that stranger will turn us all over to the gallows.
But where is...
The tormentor to whose tune we dance?
Late.
On the contrary, gentlemen, I have been here for quite some time.
Oh, God.
And by your presence, I assume you have accomplished the tasks I set you.
Of course. Now hand over the portfolio.
Yes.
What? Is it a simpleton you take me for? No, the portfolio remains with my attorney at law, with instructions that it be opened in the event of any foolishness on your part.
Ah, treachery!
One does not take chances with a club of murderers. First, I must be satisfied that you have done what I ask.
Then you shall give us the dossier.
If I am satisfied.
Ah, damn you!
Perhaps. But time presses. Let us get on. And as gallantry is not dead even here, let us have this lady's report first. Have you fulfilled your grisly task?
You shall hear. But before I begin... thank you, Felsh. My name is Elizabeth Conformity Primrose, and after the unfortunate double drowning in Wiltshire, which you, sir, detail so assiduously in your foul document, I relinquish my position as children's governess, partly through grief, but largely because the children were both dead. Same again, please. Oh, thank you, Filch. After a break between jobs, which lasted some 6 years, I took employment as official dressmaker to the Parliamentary Liberal Party.
Madam, I ask for two things, brevity and relevance. The former above all, it will soon be dawn.
And then I got to Africa. In my lady's folding escritoire, I carried my letters of introduction as an army nurse, together with your orders to seek out General Sir Joseph Leander Cheeseman and murder him.
Ah. Felch, bring the cake board.
Very good, sir.
At Fort Albert, in the newly founded state of Rhodesia, I learned my quarry was many miles away across the Limpopo, high in the Mateki Hills, a dangerous territory in that dangerous corner of the globe. He was on a camping holiday. Are we nearly there, Mackintosh?
About another half mile, madam.
Half a league.
I said half a mile.
Half a league onward. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600.
There are five of us, and we are going uphill. What is in that bottle, madam?
This? Ah, it's Dr. Collis Brown's chlorodyne. Cures cholera, dysentery, palpitation, toothache, and hysteria.
So what is the tonic water for?
Malaria.
And a slice of lemon?
Scurvy, of course.
Ah. Well, you must stay alert in these parts. This is Boer country.
Oh, it's all right. I've brought a book.
I was speaking of the Boer trekkers, madam. They are all...
Yeah!
Waka waka, howdy doody, mister.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
The strange apparition that had startled the horses so was a creature the like of which I had never seen before. It was completely naked, carried a small shield and spear, and its skin was a curious purple colour from the feet to the leg tops, and from the head down to the midriff. Of the other part I have no knowledge. I learnt my anatomy from the bowdlerized edition.
In! Konyama! In bubu! In bubu! Yabo yabo! Any talk going, Mackintosh?
Yeah. This should keep you going till it wears off.
Thanks, Mackers. You're a gent. Pip, pip.
Mackintosh, what on earth was that extraordinary thing?
One of my corned beef sandwiches.
No, no, no. That purple thing that was jumping around like a jack-in-the-box.
Well, you are a nurse, aren't you? Oh, you mean the boy?
Yes. Why was he purple?
Purple? That is not purple. It's lilac. It says so on the tin.
What are you talking about?
When a Zulu boy comes of age, he is stripped naked, painted white, and cast out of the village. Until the paint wears off, he has to fend for himself. But if he is spotted by his fellows before that time, he is killed.
That boy wasn't a Zulu.
No.
And he wasn't painted white.
No, it just so happens that lilac is the general's favorite color.
Ah.
And what's that bottle for?
It's for my health.
Your health?
Cheers! As we rattled on through the dust, I mused that there were things in the dark continent beyond the ken of civilization, and some of them were lilac. Ah, Chin Chin. We breasted the kop, and there before our panting horses lay General Cheeseman's camp. My thoughts turned to rifles, bayonets, and the many mature, burly men at war who would require tender and frequent ministrations.
Good evening, miss.
Help you down, miss.
Oh, thank you.
Step on my back, miss.
Oh, yes.
Unpack your bags, miss.
Oh, yes, thank you. But take care not to spill anything. The sight that met my eyes was a fitting end to a strange journey. The campsite was swarming with young men, none of whom was over 14. There were boys tying knots, boys boiling kettles, boys engaged in physical jerks, boys lighting fires. All activity ceased when they saw my wagon, and the diminutive troop hurried to form a welcoming party in the shape of a human pyramid.
Miss Primrose, we welcome you to Matiki Camp.
Thank you, young man. Now, would you lead me to General Cheeseman?
Yes, miss. But first you must hear our troop howl from the top.
Ooh, crikey! We'll climb a tree.
Or make you tea.
You can use us as a mat.
We'll light a fire.
Or form a choir.
So what do you think of that?
Ooh, crikey!
Very nice, boys. Now, where's General
As
the earth trembled under wave upon wave of plummeting youngsters, I decided to find my own way to General Cheeseman. You know, Mackintosh, that troop howl seems awfully dangerous.
That's the whole blinking point, Nursie.
Hello?
In the tent.
Oh, I say.
Yes. You see, a boy who hasn't lived dangerously hasn't lived at all. And a man who hasn't lived is no sort of johnny to have in a tight spot, if you take my meaning. And if you can't find danger, why not invent some, eh? Makes sense, eh, Nursie?
Well, well, I...
Ah, Mackintosh, brought the cold water.
Yes,
good
General.
Boy, pour it in. Buckets.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the way.
Do you mean to say we've carted this water all the way from Fort Albert just so that you can have a cold bath?
Pour it in, buckets. That's what built the empire. Cold water and shorts.
But who are all these boys?
Well, there's buckets, sandbags, bottle, spoon, and buckets.
But where are all the soldiers?
You see, I reckon if you give a chap a queer nickname, it's a real morale gooser, you know. And if a fella needs punishing, you take the nickname away again and it works. Doesn't it, buckets?
I'm sandbags.
Are ya? Good man. Now, your first job, Nursey, is to see to that lad over there. Buckets, I think.
Certainly. What's wrong with him?
Well, he's feeling a bit giddy.
Then why don't you cut him down?
Smart thinking, Nursey. Cut him down! Come over here, Buckets. Now I think you know how painful it is to hang upside down by one leg.
Yes,
and I think you know why I did it.
I...
Good man! Off you go!
General Cheeseman, no one's explained to me what you're doing here.
What does it look like?
Well, a group of boys on a camping holiday.
Exactly. And what doesn't it look like?
Well, anything I've seen before.
Exactly. Confuse yourself and you confuse the enemy. Confuse the enemy and, No, it's gone. More music, sandbags! Right. Your time over. Time for a fry-up under the star.
These fry-ups on the veldt were jolly affairs, with bangers, spuds in their jackets, beef tea, and, of course, the fire walking contests.
Ow! Ow!
Yes, well done. If Jack Bohr were watching this, he'd be saying, not by any means would I wish to be caught in a tight spot against a Johnny like him. No thank you, sir. Right, ready, boys?
Eek-cock, whack-a-whack-a, howdy-doody, mister. Pick-pock, dacka-dacka, see you later, chum. Bim-bom, golly-golly, letter from your sister. Rum-rum, silly-billy, toffee's from my mum.
Righto! Who wants a fight? Come on!
Tell me, Mackintosh, what's Cheeseman up to?
It looks like he's teaching sandbags the half-Nelson.
You got it?
Yes,
you got it?
Yes, I mean, got it now.
This isn't really a camping holiday.
And maybe I'm not really a chef.
Explain yourself.
Cheeseman was sent here by Mr. Cecil Rhodes in order to scout out the land. You see, this is Boer country, but now the British believe there's gold here. They want the territory back.
But a camping holiday.
Yes, this is a very delicate operation. The sight of soldiers would provoke a war. Instead, Cheeseman was put in charge of Her Majesty's Upper Fifth, a regiment of underage volunteers.
But who would volunteer for this?
About three of them. The rest were conscripts from the dormitories and tuck shops of Albion.
But this should be stopped.
And it soon will be, after I file my next report to Mr. Cecil Rhodes.
You mean you're a spy? Oh! I think I feel cholera, dysentery, palpitation, toothache and hysteria coming on. My head swam with confusion and Dr. Collis Brown's emollient. There was I masquerading as an army nurse, Mackintosh pretending to be a chef, a military expedition pretending to be a holiday, and General Cheeseman pretending to be sane. Indeed, the very remembrance of it makes me quite weak. Ah, thank you, Felch.
Pin back your lugs now, boys. Now imagine, if you will, you're out on the veldt, all alone, unarmed, but strapping fit. And just then, over the brow of the kopje appears a band of Boers, every man jack of them dressed as a pirate. Now, suppose you wanted to infiltrate them. What would you do?
Dress up as a pirate, sir.
That's exactly what they'd expect you to do.
Ow!
No! You dress up as a wizard with a big pointy hat covered in lilac stars and planets. Confuse the enemy and you confuse yourself. Makes sense, doesn't it?
I don't think I can take much more of this.
Well, you have had two bottles already.
Well, I've got to pop off for a while now, but here to entertain you from another camp is Corporal Smythe. And I hope you'll give him a very warm welcome.
Cheeseman vanished, and no sooner had he gone than he reappeared, wearing a badly fitting boater and a layer of burnt cork on his face.
Oh, the camp down ladies sing this song. Do-da, do-da. The camp town racetracks file by long. All of the do-da day.
Oh, who is this talented stranger?
Hooray for Corporal Smythe.
He's topping.
I'll say.
But where's General Cheeseman?
Ha 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 ha! Had you fooled this time?
Oh! Who would have thought it?
It was General Cheeseman all along.
Yes, and now you know why the Zulu call me Kinti Kobo, the wolf with a dressing up box.
For the next few days, my hands were busy with the routine of camp life. Treating grazes, tending burns, cauterizing stumps, embalming. But have no fear, sir. My mind was also busy thinking how best to fulfill the obligation under which you had placed me. For not only was the general dangerously unpredictable, but he was permanently surrounded by an adolescent shield of loyalty. I decided that the best way through this armor was the piercing weapon of friendship.
Ah, there you are, Buckets. A nice new eye patch.
But, miss, I'm Sambags.
Come, come, child. Forget those silly nicknames. What are you really called?
I can't remember.
What?
It's so long since we've been out here.
They only know the names Cheeseman gives them.
And even he gets them wrong.
What do you call Cheeseman, then?
We call him Mad Bloody Butcher.
And my people call him Kinte Kobo.
Ah, yes. The wolf with the dressing-up box.
A more accurate translation is Mad Bloody Butcher.
By the way, where is the general? I haven't seen him for a day and a half.
He's over there.
Where?
There.
He thinks we haven't seen him.
Disguised as a rat.
Oh, yes. You can see his sandals poking out.
He's been there for hours.
I felt sorry for him a while ago. I left him a cup of beef tea.
As we watched the rock move almost imperceptibly towards the steaming mug, I was struck by an idea which I would bring to fruition that very evening.
Aha! At last you come to the point.
Why not try combining the contents of my bottles? Thus it was I made several advances in medical science. A Collis Brown Colada, a Tom Collis Brown, a Brown Lagoon, a Tequila Brown Rise, and a slow, comfortable brown between the sheets. The next morning, I had a headache.
Nursey, wakey, wakey. Brought you a cup of warm water. It's perfectly clean. Just washed in it myself. Now, come on, get your frock on. I've got something to show you.
Within moments, I found myself slung beneath a huge bloated tumescence. It was a hot air balloon.
There. What do you think of that view, Nursey?
I'm not sure. I can't see very well.
Buckets, take her up a bit.
Righto, sir.
Look at that, Nursey, the belt. The borderless belt.
It was an awe-inspiring vista. The mountains, the herds of wildebeest, a scattering of lilacs in a circle round our camp.
Lilacs? There is no such flower on the belt.
Indeed not, sir. These lilacs were not to be found in any botanical catalogue. These lilacs had arms and legs and had once had breath. These lilacs were the victims of Cheeseman's deranged ritual of manhood. I suddenly realized the true scale of Cheeseman's dementia. Here was a man who killed children by the score, making my own achievement seem paltry.
We're losing height again.
We'll have to throw something out.
Like what?
Well, one of the sandbags.
Good idea. Come here, Sandbags.
But I'm Bucket.
Oh, come on, play the game.
But I am Bucket.
Come on, come.
Oh, wait.
Come on, do. Over you go, Bucket. Brave boy, brave boy.
that we're alone, Nursie.
Stay away from me.
Don't worry, I'm not that sort of chap. There'll be none of that until after we're married.
Married?
Yes. I like the cut of your canvas, Nursie. You stand up straight. You don't whine at hardship. And you know how to get dried blood off a pair of shorts.
What? You're mad.
Mad? They said Allegal was mad. Miss Primrose, do you know why I'm really here?
Why, yes. To win back the Transvaal goldfields for the British Empire.
The British Empire? Ha! No, this land belongs to me. It has been pledged to me by my good friend, Mr. Cecil Rhodes. And out of the coming conflict with the Boer will arise a new nation. She's mania! Excuse me, a jiffy.
At this, he pulled from one of his capacious pockets a cardboard crown of magnificent dimensions. Wearing this, he danced a merry jig of triumph, his enormous shorts flapping around his stick-like thighs. There, I said it.
Ick-ock, whack-a-whack-a-cow, cow to your master, pick-pock, duck-a-duck-a-cheeseman shall be king!
At that moment, there was a jerk as the balloon's tether pulled taut. Seeing my chance to rid the world of this would-be tyrant, I made a lunge at Cheeseman's spindly legs.
Whoa! Oh, no, no, steady there, Nursie. Not until we're married, you remember?
Damn you, Cheeseman!
I say, you... strike me, lilac! Look over there!
What?
Over there!
I followed his gaze, and my heart sank like a balloon. On a distant ridge, almost too far to be seen, we beheld a column of swaggering Boers, armed to their grinning teeth, and relentlessly advancing on our camp.
Hurrah! Time for a Barney. Pull the string, Nursie! Pay attention now! I want Buckets, and you three Buckets, to come with me to the ammo dump. Nursie, you take Buckets, soap, bottles, and Buckets to the outer stockade.
We set about with alacrity to prepare our fortifications, my own being a stiff shot of Collis Brown's. General Cheeseman's defences, as you can imagine, were most meticulous and singular.
We need more wood. Cut down that three kettles.
What goes on here? What are you doing? Where's the wall?
Wall? Wall? Who needs a wall when you've got play acting? There ain't no wall. But Jack Ball won't know that. And why? Because we behave as if there is one. Makes sense, doesn't it?
But of course they will know. They'll see straight through it.
Aha! Not if we hide in the ditch.
Dig.
Oh, my heavens! Would it not be better to surrender?
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Good. Here they come. First rank. Aim. Fire.
Bang.
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 Bang. Bang. Bang. Oh! Gosh!
Well done, Buckets. Very convincing. No, not so good.
Cheeseman, you monster! We're all going to die!
Nonsense, Nursie! In fact, I have an inkling reinforcements are already on their way.
Really?
Now, where is it? Yes, that's the stuff! Here they come. Oh, brave boy, Auntie, brave boy! Well, never mind. See what you make of this one.
There's only one thing a sensible person can do when under fire. Run away and hide. Into the jaws of death. Into the mouth of hell. Into Cheeseman's tent. And there stood Mackintosh, the chef. Cannon to the right of him, cannon to the left of him, cannon in front of him. Well, rifles, actually.
Yes. I found them in Cheeseman's dressing-up box, under the Widow Twankey costume.
You mean mean to say he's had them all the time?
Right. Step lively, lads. Now, you wear the Robin Hood outfit, and I'll be Wild Bill Hickok. And you... What the devil's going on?
Stand back, Cheeseman.
Look, guns!
And you hit them, sir.
You blinking bloody blighter, sir.
Dish them out, Mackintosh.
But, no, that's cheating.
Shut up, Cheeseman. We are in charge now.
Oh, brave boy. Don't tell Auntie about the biscuits.
Right. Time up for now, boys. We have got a battle to win. What do you say now, Cheeseman?
Cheeseman? Who is this, Cheeseman? Me no speak the English.
With Cheeseman safely confined to his bath, the boys fought on with a savagery born of murderous resentment. I mustered all my remaining spirit and put it in a bucket with a couple of oranges and a dash of Angostura. When I woke up, the sounds of battle had ceased. But what had roused me was the patter of junior plimsolls in the purple South African night.
Quiet!
What's going on? Buckets?
Oh, nothing, miss.
Just boiling up some water. Go back to sleep, miss.
But what are you doing with all that string?
We've got some vital knots to tie.
Don't tell her. She'd have forgotten it all in the morning. Look at her eyes.
Forgotten what?
What happened next?
Oh, Miss Primrose.
What? Hello?
Felch, bring some black coffee.
Very good, sir.
Just walk around a bit.
Breathe in. The night. What happened in the night?
I had this strange dream about a man turning blue in an ever-tightening web of bowlin, sheepshanks, ducks' heads, granny and reef knots. Then I saw a haggis in a boiling pan. The water boiled. The haggis swelled and swelled and swelled and...
I say.
Feeling better, Miss Primrose?
So what became of Cheeseman?
Oh, nothing I could recognize. But you could say he ended his life as he lived it. A man of many parts.
Excellent. Another felon is at last brought to justice. And your first commission is completed. But what of the four that remain?
You'll hear soon enough, sir. But first, we have some questions of you.
What is your name?
You still have the advantage of us.
Indeed I do.
And why have you done this to us? Why have you forced us to kill these people?
Are the enemies of yours?
All who evade justice are my enemies.
You are from the police.
The police? No. Let us just say that I am from a higher authority.
What higher authority?
All in good time, gentlemen. All in good time.
The Fall of the Mausoleum Club, Episode 2, The Charge of the Boys' Brigade, was written by Ian Brown and James Hendry. Starring Peter Howell, John Machikiza, Ian Mickey, Richard Pierce, Michael Ripper, John Sampson, Alison Steadman, Robert Stevens, and Joan Walker. Music by Max Harris. The producer was Paul Spencer.
We'll make you tea.
You can use us as a match.
We'll light a fire.
We'll form a choir.
So what do you think of that?
Oh, crikey!
Very good indeed. And I must say, boys, I'm very impressed with the spick and span nature of your camp. Especially after the terrible business you've been through.
Thank you, sir.
What a priceless idea this all is. Lots of fresh air, boiling tea, and tying things together. I should enjoy commanding a bunch of fit boys like you.
Yes, sir.
By the way, the name's Powell. General Robert Baden Powell.